Money FM 89.3, best of the breakfast huddle.
Ryan, you used to cover telcos in another life. And back in 2016, I remember they announced TPG Telecom winning that bid to become Singapore's fourth telco. Just curious, what was your reaction when this news came out?
Yeah, it was another life where I covered telcos. And I love technology, so it really connects with me. And when I heard about TPG, you know, coming into the fray, I thought, wow, how is this going to shake things up? Because for a long time, we had the likes of Singtel, StarHub and M1 being the incumbents. So very comfortable for quite some time. And we saw this in the type of plans that were in place. First, they cut the data that we were having. And then finally, they reversed their decision when things changed and types of demands consumers were putting forward. So that is quite interesting. If you look at how TPG came into the scene 4 years ago, and now, finally, they seem to be ready to go commercial.
Yeah. Competitive packaging or packages were being sold. 15 years, that's the amount of time. There was that three-way stronghold, Singtel, StarHub, and M1. So TPG, like you mentioned, has recently launched a SIM-only plan in Singapore at the end of March. 50 gigabytes for $10 sets a new entry point for Singapore consumers seeking the best mobile plan offer with 50 gigabyte data, 300 minutes local calls, and 30 local SMS. Who uses SMS?
But talking about timing, right? Now it's not pretty much COVID-19 everywhere when you look at how businesses have been affected. Despite that, we are still seeing TPG going ahead with their launch plans. So I'm just wondering, did they see any impact on the signups?
That is a good question. And also, are they ready for 5G? Because that's supposed to come out this year, right? Well, Richard Tan, the acting CEO for TPG Singapore, is on the line with us. Richard, good morning. How are you?
Yes, good morning, and thanks for the opportunity.
Oh, you're most welcome. Good to speak with you. Tell us a little bit more about TPG. I understand it is from Australia, right?
Yes, it is from Australia.
Okay, so what is TPG bringing to the table here in Singapore?
Well, as you have mentioned earlier in the show, the market has been in this comfortable position, and unfortunately, the offerings in the market are not as exciting as it should be. So TPG coming into this market as the fourth telco, we are very efficient and we believe that we can offer better network, better service at attractive price points that the market has yet to see. So I believe that this should be very exciting for Singapore consumers.
So no worry at all that, you've already got three bigger players. Yeah, you definitely can disrupt this.
Well, the thing is that a lot of people normally make the point that the market is saturated, but if a market is saturated, it means that it is very well developed. And we all know that in Singapore, there is high level of penetration of smartphones. So with all the smartphones out there, there is a large demand for mobile data. And that itself represents the opportunity for TPG.
Hey, Richard, so looking at how we have come into where we are now, you've launched your service this year, but you actually won the rights back in 2016. Why did it take almost 4 years for TPG to come up with this service? And of course, how much has the landscape changed back when you won the bid? Have you had to make any change in your assumptions about the market so far?
Well, quite a lot has happened since 2016. And to be more precise, the license was actually awarded only in 2017. And we had to start, as we all know, from a clean sheet and build the network from scratch. So that obviously would take some time. We also need to interconnect with the other telcos because voice calls need to be carried to and fro the other networks. We have to implement mobile number portability. And we also have to share infrastructure with the other telcos for places such as the tunnels. So all these, technical and commercial negotiations take time. But most of these challenges have been largely settled, so we are well on our way. Now, in terms of the mobile landscape, a lot has obviously changed. There have been MVNOs coming into the market in the meantime. So I would say that this, as a whole, is, lends for a much more vibrant market.
Richard, I checked and I understand that TPG was offering free trial services in Singapore. I'm curious why you guys decided on that and how long did it last?
Okay, so the thing about offering a free trial service is that, as I mentioned earlier, it takes quite some time for a network to be built out. So the network has been built out in what we call layers. So we started up with the outdoor coverage, followed by going into the buildings to implement our indoor systems. So when we had our outdoor coverage out, and back in 2018, we exceeded, in fact, the regulator's quality of service standards of more than 99% outdoor coverage. We decided to run a free trial to let the public experience what the TPG quality is all about. And we believe we can offer a very good, we had a very good network at the point in time, and obviously we still do. So we thought might as well let the public and the consumers try it out and understand what our proposition value is.
So Richard, you know, we're giving three things. The danger is once you start to raise prices, they might not stick around. So what is the loyalty and stickiness you're expecting from this group? How many have signed up so far for free, and how many do you expect to stay around?
Well, I think we've publicly disclosed that we have more than 400,000 subscribers signed up for the free trial service. And yes, we announced the plan that you kindly mentioned earlier in the show. That launch took place on 31st March. And I would say that the response has been very, very positive and very encouraging. But of course, with this COVID-19 circuit breaker measures in place, things are a little bit quiet, but we are very confident that things will pick up once the circuit breaker measures are lifted.
We're speaking with Richard Tan, acting CEO for TPG Singapore. Actually, I wanted to get into that, Richard, with regard to COVID-19. How does this disrupt the plans that TPG has laid out for the rest of the year? Are things being looked at, you know, being pushed back, or what are you guys up to?
Well, for sure, we are pushing on. Nothing has really stopped. The network build continues because, like all telcos, we are classified as an essential service provider. Mm. And in fact, I would say that the role that we play right now is even more important because we have to ensure that everybody stays connected and nothing is disrupted. So nothing has really changed in terms of ensuring the operations run well. Planning is still going on, although most of us are working from home. So I would say that in terms of, you know, the development of our services and ensuring the operations run well, nothing has really changed.
But do you expect, like, for example, lesser market share as a result of the current situation?
Well, I think that people can see value in what we are providing. So while there is the circuit breaker measure in place, we're continuing to see sign-ups. Mm-hmm. So I would say that from whatever impacts us would obviously impact everybody else. But nevertheless, as I've said, we stay quietly confident in terms of being able to execute on our plan.
To follow up on that, Richard, then do you have a rough idea of the kind of market share, or rather could you disclose the market share that you're aiming for? And are you looking at perhaps any bundle play or partner strategy, you know, or something like that?
Well, I get asked quite often about the market share that we are targeting, and I always reply by saying that, you know, we don't disclose market share figures. But having said that, as I've mentioned, the market is mature, and people can see the value that we are providing. So we feel that, you know, we should be able to attain a reasonable share, because we're here. It's a marathon. It's not a sprint. Mm. So we're here for the long term to ensure that, you know, it's a sustainable business.
Hmm. Hey, Richard, you mentioned how the landscape has changed in the past 4 years. We've seen a lot of MVNOs or mobile virtual network operators coming into the scene. But for TPG, you decided not to go through the MVNO route and to get your own license instead. What's the thinking behind that in terms of, you know, the benefits of becoming your own telco versus riding on another network? What is the difference in terms of costs, the types of service you can provide? And I'm just wondering, if you remember back then, nearly 20 years ago, Virgin Mobile also tried to break into Singapore, but it didn't really make any success, and it closed shop after 1 year. What went wrong for them, and isn't it more difficult right now to break into this saturated market?
Well, I can't really comment about Virgin Mobile, but a lot of things have changed. And at the time when they tried to enter the market, there was only 2G and 3G. Now we are running 4G on the verge of transitioning to 5G. So technology has changed. And I would say that, you know, for us, it's about implementing the best that's out there. So That's what I would say.
We are speaking with Richard Tan, acting CEO for TPG Singapore, on the line with us. So then, let's talk about 5G. Very exciting times. We're supposed to see 5G come up this year. And I understand that TPG has submitted a solo bid for one of four 5G licenses up for grabs. Now, the first reaction is always going to be, hey, new player into Singapore, but you're submitting a solo bid instead of partnering up with someone. Could you tell us a little bit more about the thinking behind this?
Okay, so 5G is something that is very exciting. It brings a lot of capacity, and it's obviously going to enable a lot of new use cases. So it's going to be largely transformational, and you know, a lot of people has read about the benefits that 5G can bring to the market. There are only two licenses, and what the other, so we know who has submitted the bid, and TPG has decided to go alone. We are very strong from a technical standpoint, and we know that we can probably build an extremely good 5G network that's not only good, but highly cost-efficient as well. I may have not mentioned it, but the current 4G infrastructure that we have is probably the most modern and upgradable as well. So TPG is in a very good position with regards to 5G implementation. So because of the good position that we are in, that's why we have submitted a solo bid, because we think we can do it very well and very quickly.
This is certainly something to look forward to. And I know a lot of people talk about the infrastructure. Just to quickly wrap up, Richard, but with regard to COVID-19 and 5G, is this something that would disrupt, obviously with building infrastructure, in your opinion?
Could you say that again?
With regard to COVID-19, and if, let's say, you get the bid, do you think COVID-19 is something that could disrupt the rollout of Singapore's 5G plans, especially when it comes to building that infrastructure?
Unlikely, because as I've said, you know, if you have all the planning in place and you take the necessary precautions, the building out of the infrastructure shouldn't be too much of a problem.
Okay.
But of course, we don't really know if the supply of the infrastructure equipment will be impacted, but we have diversity in place. So we're not too concerned at this point in time with regards to the supply and delivery of the 5G equipment that's needed to build the 5G network.
All right. Well, thank you so much for taking the time this morning, Richard Tan, acting CEO for TPG Singapore. Richard, take care and stay safe, yeah?
Yeah, same to you.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.